From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat on Idaho Matters. Last November, we told you about an exhibit at the Idaho State Museum. It's called So Ready for Laughter, The Legacy of Bob Hope, and it explores Hope's tours during World War II. Well, now that exhibit is about to close with a big live show. The museum is bringing Bob Hope to the stage for three special performances, along with live music and even a fashion history show. So here to tell us more is Bob Hope himself and Nicole Ingleterra, curator of collections and exhibitions with the Idaho State Museum. I want to welcome both of you to the show today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very well, thanks. Considering I've been dead for over 21 years, it's feeling good to be back.
Nicole, hi to you too.
Hello. It's wonderful to be back on Idaho Matters.
Bob, it's great that you're coming back to the stage after your demise. Tell us a little bit about what folks are going to see during the show.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit what they've already experienced, what they've already seen. It's a bit of a victory lap, if you will, a bit of an expose on the work that we did way back during World War II, the USO tours and the Hollywood Canteen. Bit of that variety show that we were used to doing back in the 40s and 50s and up into the Vietnam era. So it's about time we took a look back, and with all the conflict we got going on in the world today, and to remember to laugh a little bit and to cheer ourselves up, and that it's laughter goes a long way even today, and the stuff that we were talking about 30, 40, 50 years ago still entirely relevant to us today.
I tell you, Bob, you're sounding great. You're sounding really good. Are you excited about the show?
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to get in front of all those crowds again, talk to group, and be out there with my old pals, you know, Jerry Colonna and Betty Davis, Humphrey Bogart. They're all coming back with me.
Wow, that's pretty good. Bob, when you're not being Bob, you're actually Chris Canfield, artistic director with the Boise Bard Players. I want to ask, how did you end up being Bob Hope?
Well, thanks for asking. So Christina Leet, who is the director of this show that we're doing over at the museum, she got a hold of me because she saw me play Hamlet last year at the old penitentiary. And she thought, oh, I need someone who can memorize a lot of words and not have a lot of rehearsal time. So Hamlet is quite a large part. And so Bob's monologues are much, much shorter comparatively to Hamlet, but that's how I wound up playing Bob Hope here in a couple weeks.
So you went from being Hamlet at the old Idaho Pen to being Bob Hope at the Idaho State Museum?
Yes, it's quite the career track. I never would have thought it, but it's going to look really great on my resume.
Okay. Did you know much about Bob before this? Had you done,
I had done a little, tangentially, I grew up with the TV show MASH, as did most people. I mean, I'm even a little young for that, but that was a show that was even written by some of Bob Hope's old show writers or old writers. So, plus MASH set in Korea in the 50s, they talk about Bob Hope an awful lot. And that sort of style of comedy was very, very, his style of comedy is very popular in that television show. So, the culture of it, of surrounding Bob Hope, I've always been very, very familiar with, but never him personally. So this has been a fun fun exploration.
Well, Nicole, there's certainly a lot of material for Chris to learn from, because you've got the exhibit. You've had it going on for several months now. Tell us about the static exhibit, which has been at the museum for a while, and then about the three live shows you've got coming up.
Yeah, so Ready for Laughter, The Legacy of Bob Hope. As a quick recap, it does come to us as this incredible traveling exhibition from the National World War II Museum in Louisiana. The exhibit itself is a really amazing partnership. It was developed by, obviously, the curatorial team at the National World War II Museum, but also the Bob and Dolores Hope Foundation and the Bob Hope Archive. So amazing primary source information, lots of really fantastic objects that showcase the relationship that Bob had with the troops. I mean, that is really center stage in this exhibition. So we wanted to riff off of that as best as possible, because there's nothing like hearing Bob himself, as you've seen with Chris or heard with Chris. And So what we wanted to do is provide an opportunity for the Bob Hope magic to come to the museum in a bit more of a live capacity. So these three shows do just that. And Christina selected some of the most, I think, fun pieces that Bob had brought to his traveling shows, of which he entertained over 11 million troops. So, I mean, there are so many great shows and bits that you could pull from. And so some of these are really fantastic. And like Chris mentioned, we've got Bette Davis making a special appearance. Ellie Shaw steps in as Judy Garland on occasion. So some really wonderful caricatures that come to life on this. And then we're interspersing those bits and snippets with the context, because that's who we are, as the Idaho State Historical Society. So we're giving you a bit more of the lowdown, bringing the show, the exhibition to life.
Well, I got to tell you, Chris, I was watching, listening to one of Bob's shows during World War II from an unnamed South Pacific island, and wow, so much fun! Are you excited to recreate that sort of thing on stage?
Oh, I'm very excited. And the rehearsals we've had, it's just been a delight to play around with these jokes that are, 60, 70 years old that are still just wonderful bits of comedy, and bring them back to life after, out of the press clippings and the videos. So I'm very excited to play with an actual audience and get to see how did Bob do it?
Wow. And he did it over and over and over again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Nicole, when are the three live shows? Tell us those.
So we have Wednesday, April 3rd at 2 p.m., Friday, April 5th at 7:30. And Saturday, April 6th at 3. And the fun part about the Friday and Saturday shows is those feature the Boise Belles, which is our own local fantastic group of historical fashion enthusiasts. So there will be a historical wartime fashion show in that production on Saturday and Friday as well.
That's just amazing. And when is the last day for the Bob Hope exhibit itself?
April 7th is when it closes to the public. So this is really its fabulous send-off. And in true Bob Hope style, we are thanking our public for the memories as well, because one thing that's come out of this exhibit is just a fantastic level of memory sharing. People have wanted to share more of their experiences with Bob, the impacts, whether they are people who came up through entertainment or people who are out there it's serving and saw Bob perform. So we're excited to make the magic happen in the museum.
Wow, this is going to be great. We've been speaking with Chris Canfield, Artistic Director with the Boise Bard Players. He'll be playing Bob Hope next week. And Nicole Ingleterra, Curator of Collections and Exhibitions with the Idaho State Museum. That live show happens April 3rd, 5th, and 6th. And the exhibit, So Ready for Laughter, The Legacy of Bob Hope, runs through April 7th. I can't thank you both enough. I think it's going to be great fun. Chris, good luck out there. Have a good time.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.